Factory steel overstock often hears about why people overpay on steel buildings. First, by not utilizing their own intuition. One of the main reasons consumers overspend is because they don't utilize their own intuitive nature. Though there may not be a consensus of what is considered good common sense, most would agree it relates to sound judgment in practical matters. In most cases of overpaying, a consumer can recall a point in the buying transaction where something seemed out of place or they felt uneasy with the situation. Instead of honoring these thoughts or feelings, they dismissed them as erroneous and proceeded to purchase. In hindsight, they realize they were adequately informed by their nervous system to pause or curtail the process. In other words, they did not utilize their intuition, therefore they overpaid. As a matter of fact, many commission salesmen embellish things as well as attempt to motivate consumers to buy unneeded additional items. Though we all rely on salesmen from time to time, we don't have to blindly accept all their recommendations. Take the time to get still and ponder all of the diverse information presented and collected. You will eventually become aware of a sound judgment regarding what direction to take. Wait for this intuitive guidance of understanding, then proceed. Next, by customers not reviewing enough bids, they often overpay. We're living in an era where reviewing two or three bids may not be a sufficient number to fully evaluate fair market rates. Moreover, some companies are purposely overcharging in an effort to catch lazy customers who haven't done their homework. These customers use very creative sales gimmicks. For example, they may say, "We just had someone cancel a building order of this size," always the size close to the one you're looking for. "If you can pay the balance off now, we'll sell it to you for only such and such dollars." Any customer purchasing from one of these firms will end up paying full retail rates. A wise customer collects four or more bids unless they have been referred to a company that has a proven track record of offering fair prices right off the bat. Needless to say, there are not many of these types of firms. To clarify, the more bids and objective data collected, the higher the probability of determining what a fair steel building price is. In summary, don't rely on just any salesman's statements, no matter how enticing. If a company doesn't post any prices that they're willing to honor on their website, I would be leery of them. Another catch is when customers are not thoroughly reviewing the items included in their contracts and terms. The most common deception used by salesmen is getting customers to buy a building without any framed openings included for roll-up doors. These primary openings should be designed into the building plans. Nevertheless, salesmen are commonly trained by management to convince the customer it's best to let a project coordinator assist them after the sale with properly locating these openings. Naive customers fall for this gimmick and proceed to place deposits on buildings without seeing the roll-up or sectional door openings included in the contract. Once the deposit's been paid, the project coordinator can now charge up to $1,200 per opening. If the customer refuses to pay, then they get a building without the needed openings. I've spoken to countless customers who realized after the fact that some or all accessories they expected to get were not included. This can occur when a company lists the items, yet the box next to the items must be checked for the item to be included, and it's not. Needless to say, the customers were forced to pay retail rates for these items after the initial order. You'd be amazed how many people don't thoroughly read their contracts. Remember, it's not what the salesman says that counts, it's what he puts in writing. A purchase order will not only have pertinent information on the building, it will also have terms on the purchase. I must admit, all terms seem to favor the seller. However, some terms have information that's not easily understood or is unjustified. Finally, when customers don't create a budget, they may end up overpaying. Without this compass, so to speak, a consumer has no way of clearly knowing how off track they are financially as the project proceeds. There can and will be unforeseen costs. It's not uncommon for those who haven't formed a budget to have to halt a project because they have exhausted their resources and now need to secure an additional loan to complete the project. It's amazing how things tend to stay within our financial budget when we create a budget from the very beginning. Take your time pricing your building online now. Thank you for visiting Factory Steel Overstock.